to the pop music world now, and it's a big moment today. If you like a little bit of this...
This is anti-auto-tune, death of the ringtone. This ain't for iTunes, this ain't for sing-along.
That's Jay-Z, death of auto-tune there. And if you like a little bit of this...
I think I just fell in love with a porn star. Turn the camera on, she a porn star.
Kanye West, Hell of a Life. Today, their collaborative album, Watch the Throne, is released. It'll be available on iTunes today. It'll be released in a sort of physical CD form tomorrow. Here to talk about the significance of this collaboration is Dan Charnas, author of The Big Paycheck, The History of the Business of Hip-Hop. He's also editorial director of Interactive One. So, Dan, is the collaboration kind of a shark jump for these two, or do they really want to work together, do you think?
I think they really want to work together, but I also believe that a lot of people feel that it is jumping the shark. It's a superstar collaboration, so it has a lot of critics.
And what is the tradition of collaborations at this level? Both of these guys, I mean, you could make the argument that, you know, maybe Kanye needs Jay-Z more than Jay-Z needs Kanye at this point, but these two guys are at the top of their game. What's the tradition of these kind of collaborations working out?
Well, in pop music, there's generally two types, right? There are the superstar artists who have sort of reached the peak, the apex of their careers and want to do something new and have the freedom to do that. And then there are the artists who are just kind of getting started out and find that they are better paired up with someone else. And I think this falls into the former.
What's a good collaboration in your view?
I mean, one of the best ones in pop music actually from the 60s I can think of is the Getz Gilberto album from 1964, which gave us the famous song Girl from Ipanema.
Indeed, indeed. And what about more recently?
More recently, well, in the world of hip-hop, it's Method Man and Redman. These are two guys who had established careers in hip-hop before they ever got together. And they ended up being a match made in heaven.
And Bowie and Mick Jagger had an experience collaborating. Not
yeah,
terribly.
Not so great. Fabulous, and I think the video even made it worse.
Let's listen.
Calling out around the world. Are you ready for a brand new beat?
Yeah, sort of glam meets glum.
Yep.
Exactly. So what are you looking forward to in terms of the hip-hop audience embracing this collaboration?
Well, there's a lot of controversy about it already. There are a lot of people who feel that the song Otis, which preceded this album, reflects very materialistic values, and they wish that Jay and Kanye would keep it real. And, of course, I actually believe they are keeping it real.
All right,
rapping about what they know.
Let's listen to Otis here. Hold on, we'll grab it. But it refers to Otis in the sense of...
Well, it's actually a sample of Otis Redding.
So Otis Redding,
yes.
Exactly. So it's a kind of a three-way collaboration.
Exactly.
And in terms of... Yeah, there we go.
I'm about to call a paparazzi on myself. Live from the Mercer. Run up on Yeezy the wrong way, I might murk it.
And you're sure these guys want to work together. It's not just about money.
You know, there's so many ways for these guys to make money separately, and they're going to have a great tour. Listen, it's exciting for the hip hop world. I'm not a hater of this kind of thing. I actually think that I'm waiting for the album and looking forward to it.
And aside from the controversy, it does seem like a serious album.
Yeah, I think, well, if you know, when Kanye is involved, it's going to be something serious because he takes himself so seriously.
Dan Charnas, author of The Big Payback, The History of the Business of Hip-Hop, editorial director of Interactive One. Thanks, Dan.
Thank you.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.